So today, as we begin this conversation about your helpers, we want to start off at the beginning by introducing them to you. Now, it is interesting because while you may not consciously be aware of them, you are deeply aware of them, for they have been with you since before the beginning of the you that you identify yourself to be today. So before you came here to this physical reality, you had a powerful desire to come forth and to experience the very narrow, very constricted ways in which physical reality operates. From a non-physical perspective, when you look at physical reality, what you're doing is you're essentially putting on blinders in order to narrow your focus down very tightly so that you can do things like perceive color in light and taste the deliciousness of a wonderful morsel and feel what it feels like to be standing at the ocean with the water running over your feet and the breeze passing over your skin and the sound of children playing and waves crashing and seagulls talking to each other, all coming together in a beautiful harmony of sound. These physical experiences, these sensory experiences, are something that are unique to this physical experience that you are having. Now, this physical reality is one of your own creation, and you came forth into it to have the experiences that you have laid out for yourself, some of which you knew about generally and some of which you knew about specifically, but all of which you intended to have, but those intentions have long ago evolved and expanded into much more than you could have imagined at the point at which you decided to get here, to come here, and to be here. Now, you knew you would forget who you really are. You knew that you would be walking around closed out to the reality that actually surrounds you, focused in on the ideas and the notions of those individuals, those wonderful beings of light with whom you have blended this reality together. In other words, your parents, your teachers, your friends, your chums, your colleagues, your children. All of these people have helped you construct this reality according to their own ideas about what their reality is. But you yourself have a very unique vantage point that no one else has. You do not share your vision or version of your physical reality with anyone. Yours is unique to you. And while there are many ideas that you share with others in common, the reality of yours happens to be very specific to you. Now, you knew you were going to go in with blinders on, and you knew you would want to have your friends, your non-physical friends, standing by, as it were, bringing their attention in a way that can only really truly be conceived in a very non-physical way to your very physical experience. And so while it is that your mother is the person that you probably have known the longest in physical reality, your non-physical friends are the ones who know you the best, for they have been around since before the beginning. And they have been with you along this journey in very delicious ways that you may or may not remember. Now, whatever term you want to use to refer to them is perfectly wonderful and delicious. You may call them your spirit guides. You may call just one of them and you may say, well, this is my higher self or this is my inner being. You may refer to them as angels. You may call them by any or all names that you can imagine. You may give them very specific personality traits. It doesn't really matter how you interact with them. For our purposes, we're going to simply refer to them as your helpers, for that is exactly what they are doing. is they are helping you. They are helping you construct the experience that you want to construct. And when you raise up an idea and you say, this is what I am wanting, they bring their attention to it and amplify the idea. Now, this is always going on. It's not that you're incapable of creating this reality on your own, for certainly you are, and in fact you have. The amplification that they are giving you is actually one of focusing in on the one thing that you have really forgotten the most about, and that is that you can have anything that you actually want, and that you are the one who is creating this reality, and that you are the one who is calling it forth and causing it to occur. Now, the interesting part of all of this to us is that in your reality, you have all sorts of plates that are spinning. There's all sorts of amazing, interesting, and astonishing experiences that are going on. And from a non-physical perspective, the very things that are happening to your benefit and on your behalf. You may not think this is the case. You may think you are at the mercy of your physical reality. And you may think that, by the way, until the day that you die. But your non-physical friends will never see it that way. They see your creation as yours, and they see it as perfect and astonishing and amazing and wondrous, for it certainly is. Your helpers do not help you solve problems, and they do not help you fix things that are wrong. And there's one reason for this. They do not see anything happening in your reality as a problem or as going wrong. You're the only one, uniquely, the only one who has that perception. Your helpers see you as you really are, perfect, whole, complete, having astonishing, leading-edge experiences. And we'll talk about that in a minute. They see you as you really, truly are. And they have never lost sight of that perception of you. So in the past, when you were wandering around trying to convince yourself of how bad things were, you felt very alone. For indeed, you were in your perception. You are not alone by any stretch of the imagination, in any way, shape, or form. You are surrounded by, first of all, your own thoughts. That's what's happening in this physical reality. It is constructed of all of your thinking and all of your ideas and all of your intentions and all of your love. You are surrounded by tremendous, tremendous love. Every object, everything, every animal, every person that you see is bringing unconditional love to you in every way that you can imagine. Now, you didn't come here for that experience. You came here for the contrast. But the unconditional love that does indeed underwrite this experience and has made it possible for you to have precisely what it is that you are having, including all the ways that you disconnect yourself from your source, this unconditional love is always present, but you have spent most of your life ignoring it. We're not chastising you. We're not saying you shouldn't have. You knew this was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen exactly like this. And you also knew that there would be a point, which obviously you have already passed, otherwise you would not be here in this conversation, at which you would want to remember what it precisely is that you came here for and who you really are. So intellectually, undoubtedly, when we say that you are an unlimited being of light, who is an extension of unconditional love, who is having a temporary physical experience, undoubtedly, intellectually, You get that. That's not difficult to imagine. Your helpers have known this all along, and that's the story that they've been telling you. Your helpers have been helping you remember the truth of who you are again and again and again and again, as much as you were willing to allow them to do so. We sit here speaking on behalf of your helpers. You do not need us to do that, for certainly you have an inner connection of your own. And that is not difficult to find. All you need do is just sit quietly, turn your attention within, and if you do not already know who your helpers are or have not already identified what that voice is that is within you, you can certainly do so just by inviting them to come forward and to announce themselves. What you are going to feel from them is something that may be difficult to discern at first. It's going to feel a little bit like what water tastes like, because what you receive from your helpers is unconditional love. But since there is no opposite of unconditional love, it's a little bit difficult to discern its flavor, since there's little contrast that it offers. Well, you may say, but fear or anger, that's an opposite of love. And we would say, no, it's not. It's capable, it's possible, because of unconditional love. There's nothing in opposition to unconditional love. Not your perception, not your emotion, not your vibration. You can contract yourself away from it and pretend like it isn't there, but that's not the opposite of it. Because even then, in those moments, the reason you can do those things is because of the presence of unconditional love. So when you are connecting to your helpers, at first it may feel very subtle, and you could certainly ask them to amp up the connection, to come forth in some way that is easily recognizable, to give you a flavor, a sound, an idea, an image. And you can do all of this just by sitting quietly in a chair, turning your attention in their direction, and saying, I'm ready to have a conscious relationship with you. And they will respond in kind. Now, your helpers, as we said earlier, do not help you solve problems. So part of the interesting trick to communicating with them, and we call it a trick only because it's very different than communicating with any other person you've ever known. Part of the trick to communicating with your helpers is to realize what you're actually asking. If you think about the habit that you may have developed over time, whereby you felt like you were falling down the rabbit hole and things were getting worse and worse and worse, and the darker it got, the more alone you felt. You were never alone, but the feeling of being alone was exactly right. That's precisely what you were generating. The more disconnected you felt from your source, the more alone you feel. Because no part of the universe goes with you when you fall down that rabbit hole. First of all, there is no rabbit hole. It's just an illusion of perception. Second of all, no part of the universe, of your thoughts, including your helpers, is in agreement with the idea that you are disconnected from your source. So when you feel alone, the question is not, show me that I'm not alone. The question is, remind me of my connectedness. This is not a difficult thing on its face, but it is something that takes a little bit of practice. And This series will continue for many days ahead, and we are very much looking forward to each one of our interactions with you on this topic. And certainly, if you are participating in this series of conversations, you will begin to notice that the series is much more than just these daily conversations. There's a non-physical community, if you will, that has been built around this particular topic. And you're now joining in on a very populated audience who is all interacting with each other in very delicious and wonderful ways. This always occurs whenever you come together in a vortex like this. The reason we mention this is to point it out, first of all, but second, is to remind you that you are not alone in believing that you are alone. And while the point is not to join together in a way that you couldn't possibly do so, which is in your aloneness, you can't join with someone else in that. It's not possible. Because you cannot join another person in disconnection. You can join with your fellow beings of light in remembering that it is possible to have a conscious connection with your helpers, to remember that the fullness of the universe itself and of unconditional love is at your disposal at any given moment, to remembering that you may temporarily forget who you are, but you will always come back. Once you have remembered the truth of who you are, you cannot forget it again. You will never, ever forget that you are indeed connected to the source of your being, and that you are an extension of all that is, and that you are unconditional love manifesting in truly delicious and amazing ways. Your helpers are with you all the way on this. They are never not with you. They are never not by your side. They are constant companions. And you are so accustomed to them, it may take a little while to begin to distinguish as to who they really are and what their presence actually feels like. But as this series continues, you will be able to do so. You will learn within yourself what it feels like to be consciously connecting with them. You will begin to identify and remember things that have happened in the past where they were very specifically speaking with you, but you may not have recognized it at the time. But most of all, it is our intention that through this series, you will remember not only that you have this amazing help at your disposal, but you will begin to actually use it, and use it consciously, which is the most delicious thing that could possibly happen here. Wherever that goes, and whatever that means for you specifically, we do invite you to prepare yourself for something quite wonderful and quite amazing. Because it is here, it is imminent, and it is ready for you whenever you are ready to pick it up.